Up, buddy, Andy here again, down on the beach, and I thought I'd come and record a little audio booth for you. I was talking yesterday about my son going to Italy and going to Rome, which reminded me of my own experiences in the country of Italy, where I haven't been for a number of years, and that will become clear as to why very shortly. I was sort of banned from going to Italy by my wife, which is the reason that we've never been together, because of the incidents that have happened. The first time I went to Italy, I was put in jail, and the second time that I went there, I was involved in a coach accident and had an aborted landing when I came back home in an aeroplane. And I thought, this is material for two different podcasts. So the first one is about the first trip that I did. In 1980, myself and a good friend of mine decided to go to the European Football Championships where England were playing. And we flew out to Rome, caught the train up, we went into Switzerland, spent a few days in Switzerland, which is a story in itself, went to Venice, had a look around Venice, and then we based ourselves near to Turin, where two of the matches were held. The first match was against the Belgians. And we went there, me and my friend sat there quite happily, and a riot sort of broke out on the other side of the stadium to where we were. I'm not, you know, to this day it's still debatable as to why it happened. Short story, we got tear gassed. So had to use tear gas to sort the riot out. Well, I got tear gassed, not a very good experience. The second match was against the host, Italy, and you can imagine what the atmosphere was like for that one. It was quite some day, let me tell you. Being pelted by just about everything the Italians could find. When we went into the stadium, had sort of sharpened coins thrown at us. As we went under the tunnel, they got their belts and were trying to hit us with their belts from their trousers and that as we went in, and the police did absolutely nothing. After that, we had to head down to the next match, which was in Naples. We decided to base ourselves in Sorrento. Me and my friend had decided that's where we should go. And for some reason, a great majority of the England fans thought, well, that'd be a good place to go. Well, they took notice of us. I have no idea. Nice place, Sorrento. So we stayed there for a couple of nights. One night, we were out having a nice pizza in the pizzeria there. Lovely. Very nice. And we had a few drinks, and we were in the town square, the piazza, just sitting there with some other people when we were approached and effectively attacked by a whole crowd of Italians who obviously didn't like the Brits, didn't like the English and the reputation that had happened over the last few weeks, shall we say. What we had to do, because our little hotel, or pension I think is the easiest way to describe it, hotel is a bit too glamorous, it wasn't too far away, just down the side street. So we ran. After being pelted by just about everything, once again, bottles, tables, chairs, some people were swinging car jacks trying to get hold of us. We actually went down to a hotel and literally had to barricade ourselves into this hotel to protect ourselves. This was a baying mob trying to get hold of us. We did that successfully with all these other people who followed us because they wanted to get out of the way as well. The police never turned up at all. And then in the middle of the night, when everything had quietened down, we were all in bed, the carabinieri turned up, arrested us all and took us to the prison, the local jail in Sorrento, where we stayed for the rest of the night. I think they wanted to make some sort of an example. We were let out the next morning, they took our passports, thankfully nothing was ever stamped in it that I could see, and we were let go. But two of our number, for some reason, were actually arrested and were taken and put into Naples jail, which is a very notorious jail, as you can probably imagine from that sort of area. And that was the end of that particular story, because we thought, that's enough of this. We didn't wait for the next match. Myself and my friend caught a train up to Rome, managed to blag ourselves onto the next BA flight and came home from there. So that's my first experience of Italy. Being locked up, being pelted, being attacked, classed as a hooligan, being tear gassed and everything like that. And the second instalment is quite interesting as well. Anyway, it's been your time. I'll speak to you later. Goodbye.